This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Just peachy.
Peachy?
Yeah, just peachy.
I tell you what, the weather out here outside be perfect for peaches.
Hey, enjoy it today and tomorrow, because after that it's going to change again.
All I know is my lawn's going to be visited by Mr. Moore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate mowing my yard, but someone's got to do it. I got to send a trend in the neighborhood. If I cut my yard, then the neighbor's going to cut their yard, you know, make it nice and level. Yeah. So we got a couple of, and then hopefully I'll get that done and watch the hockey game tonight. And hopefully the Blues will wake up and...
They best wake up.
They better.
Because they don't want to go back to Los Angeles.
No. Well, they're going to have to, but they don't want to go back 3-2.
Yeah.
We got a couple of good guests here on the show.
About
three. Sam Whitlow. We have Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College here as well. And that conversation begins right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show, Tobinod, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week from the Wolfpack Car Club, it's Sam Whitlow. We also have Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College with us as well. Sam, let's start with you. If I look at the calendar right, we're getting close to car show season. Right. Talk with us a little bit about that.
Okay, Wolfpack Car Club is having their car show the Sunday of June 9th at the Library Park downtown. And we got 26 classes, and we added the work in progress class. If you got a car you're starting to work on or about finished or something, we got a class for it now. So.
And that's a good thing because, well, I know because my brother has restored two classic cars. The process of getting the car and getting it set up the way you want it, and it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
So we've got...
A lot of time and money.
A lot of money. That comes up on June 9th. That's in Litchfield, right?
Falls on a Sunday, and... Registrations 9 to noon, and noon to 4 is judging, and then most generally about 3 o'clock we generally give the trophies out. Depends how many cars we got and the judging, but we most generally shoot about 3 or 3:30. So.
And of course, this starts it off, and it won't be too long. Your group, you'll have the Old Settlers Car Show. We were talking about Old Settlers before we came on the air today, and it won't be too long. That car show will be here as well. So this kind of starts things off for you guys.
Yeah, it'll be the Wolfpack Car Show, and then the Old Settlers, me and my wife, puts it on, and the Lions Club at Witt wants us to do a car show for them and for Labor Day. So
you're busy.
And then Litchfield, that do the loo deal they have down there.
Yeah.
They're going to have a cruise in down there in September, and we're going to help them with it. So
has your attendance at these shows, you've been doing this now, Sam, for several years, does it stay pretty steady?
Yeah, our car show at Litchfield, I don't know why or the reason that it's been dropping off a little bit, but Old Settlers one picked up a lot last year. We had 107 or 8 cars, and we generally average about 80. So
it's a little warm usually at Old Settlers time on Main Street. But that's a good setup. The cars, you know, they can line up there on the street, and it's good for people to come and look at them and spend some time talking to whoever has redone them. And even though it does, like I say, get pretty warm in the afternoon there, it's a good place to for people to come and show their cars.
Right.
And the classic cars market, I mean, that's grown quite a bit here lately. There's a lot of interest with those classic cars.
Right. More or less middle age and older people, and now the younger generations coming by, and they're getting into it too. So
again, as we come to a close, Sam, it's always a pleasure having you on, my friend. Anytime you want to stop by and promote a car cruise, you know, or a car show, you know, okay, to come in here, and we'll be more than accommodating. Sunday, June 9th at Litchfield Library Park will be the first car cruise or car show of the season, and then keep your eyes and ears out, because there'll be more down the road.
Right. We got a little extra something, our grand giveaway, one free breakfast for two at Route 66 Cafe, and Ariston's going to have a free dinner for two for to give away. We got the certificates for that, and one night stay at a local motel. So
there you go. You can't beat the Ariston food, though.
No.
That's good. Good food. Stay for the dessert, too. Sam, again, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. And let's move on here. Leslie Johnson, Tisha Miller are also here. Ladies, Tisha, you got your red mic there. And let's talk a little bit about Lincoln Land and how are things going.
Well, we're coming up on finals week next week at Lincoln Land, and of course that
that is this week. Oh,
yes.
I need to study.
And then we also have commencement coming up. That's going to be May the 17th at 7:30 at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield. So it's always a wonderful time when students are awarded for the hard work that they've put in and finally earned their degree. So this year we're awarding about 2,500 degrees and certificates, and about 300 people plan to walk in the ceremony, so it's up a little bit from last year, so we're happy about that.
And the Prairie Capital Convention Center, it's a nice, spacious location. And
it is. You're not limited to the number of guests or family members that you can bring. Everyone's welcome. And they're also going to have a reception for everyone who'd like to stay afterwards.
Outstanding. Yeah. And over 2,500 degrees. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's remarkable. It's great.
And, of course, as we mentioned, the weather is getting warmer. That means summer and fall classes are about to take place. Let's talk about some summer courses coming up.
Yeah, there are a lot of advantages to taking summer courses. It's a great way to get a jump start on college, kind of, you know, if you're just a high school graduate this May, you can kind of warm yourself up by taking a college course this summer. Also, if you have some developmental work that needs to be done, it's a great way to take a developmental class to get your skills built up to college level, so you're ready for your college level courses in the fall. And also for our transfer students, it's a great way to maybe take a class that's a little more cost effective than at the university. And most of our classes are guaranteed to transfer seamlessly through the Illinois Articulation Initiative Agreement. So it's a great way for transfer students to also get a class or two in for a little bit less money. And if there's a tough course that you're kind of dreading taking, it's a great way to focus on that class only instead of taking it with the regular load.
Doing public address for the Hillsborough School District, I always emcee senior night.
Yeah.
And they always tell me where, you know, X, Y, and Z, they're going to college and that. I'm seeing a lot more, and correct me if I'm wrong, either one of you, a lot more of these kids when they leave high school going to Lincoln Land or a community college setting first before a major university. Are you seeing that trend? I got her to talk.
Yeah. Hi, it's Leslie here. I couldn't stop. But yes, we are seeing more students coming to Lincoln Land straight out of high school, and that's because they realize the cost effectiveness of it. And also, like Tisha mentioned, we do have classes that transfer very easily to other colleges or universities. So people are kind of helping with the transition from high school to college by starting at Lincoln Land first.
To me, that has always been something that looked just like a common sense issue to me. Why not go to a college like Lincoln Land and start out and then transfer yourself? Why wouldn't you want to do this to kind of ease yourself in and get everything where you want it and then move on?
Right. We see it as a positive for the local community here, and I think more students and their families are realizing that it is a good alternative. We do even have students who they are starting full-time at a local college or university in the fall, but they may take a class or two at Lincolnland over the summer just to kind of get their feet wet if they haven't taken a college class before, to realize what the kind of requirements and course load will be like. And then also they can probably take a class or two that will help them not take as many in the fall semester.
To me, it would kind of be a way of easing in and reduce the shock syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
When you graduate from high school and then, boom, you go to University of Illinois or anywhere like that, that is a great adjustment, a very great adjustment. One of the big adjustments for a lot of youngsters is
living
away
from
home for the first time in your life.
Correct, yeah.
You know, and to me, it just looks like a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes both ways. It's a shocker for the student, but it's also a shocker for the parents that Tommy's not home anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore. He's living in a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit. I'm looking over here. The new classes being offered. I think this is what, summer or fall?
We have new classes for summer and fall semester.
It looks like they're more on the law side of things.
We do. With our students down at Lincolnland Litchfield, we do have a lot of students interested in the health professions, and then we are seeing more people interested in the law enforcement and also criminal justice degrees. So we do have some great faculty who they do work full-time in the field, and they do teach for us at nighttime, either in the summer or fall or spring.
And that, to me, fits everything well here within the county. You got St. Francis, Hillsborough Area Hospital. Not too far down the road, you've got the hospital in Staunton, Carlinville. There is a need for that, especially in this area, and that's an easy transition if you graduate to maybe find a job right off the bat without any delay.
Right, that's very true. So, yeah, with Montgomery County, we have lots of hospitals that we're fortunate to have. And then we also, of course, need people in the law enforcement and criminal justice degrees as well.
We, Tobin and I have had several, different guests on the Wednesday morning show with education and stuff and economic development and stuff. And we always say we set in an area here using Montgomery County for an instance of less than or around 30,000 people. But when you look at all the things that are available to you if you want to take advantage of them in this community or in this area, the opportunities are unlimited. There's a lot here to get your teeth into if you really want to work at it.
It's very true.
And, of course, we're looking at some of the classes the juvenile offender, United States history to 1877, criminal justice, EMT basic, which if you want a job with the ambulance, you need to take that. And then some other classes. And registration is ongoing now, correct?
Registration is happening now, yeah. So it's important to register early so you know you have a seat in a class. The classes tend to fill up, and then once that happens in late August, it gets a little more difficult to build a schedule and to make things work for you. So the sooner you can register, the better.
Let's talk about some upcoming events coming on at the Litchfield campus. I know one of them happens, well, today and tomorrow, and that's the Transfer Career Fair campus. Talk with us about that.
Yeah, that's actually going to be held at our main campus
in Springfield.
Yeah. And today is public institutions. So if you are considering transferring from Lincolnland to a public institution, it's a great way to go talk with the representative from that institution and get a start. Now, tomorrow is private colleges and universities. So both days, it's from 10 to 1. So if you are a student at Lincolnland and you're already up at main campus, I encourage you to stop by if you're planning on transferring and visit the representatives from the private and public institutions if you're transferring.
Talk with us a little bit. Let's say I went to Lincolnland for a couple courses and I want to transfer over let's say to SIUE or something along those lines. How easy of a process is that to transfer credit hours from Lincolnland to wherever you want to go?
Well,
I think it was back in 93, a group of colleges sat down together and recognized that sometimes that was a problem, that it wasn't really easy to transfer some courses. So they came up with an initiative. I mentioned it earlier. It's the Illinois Articulation Initiative. Mm-hmm. And they decided that they would agree on course outcomes for all these classes so that any student who took it at a college, which there are about 100 of them, that participate in this agreement, that if they took it at one college, it would seamlessly transfer to another. So as long as you're going to a college who participates in that, which I think almost all of the four-year colleges, I know SIUE, U of I, Western, Northern, all participate in it. If you're taking a class that has the IAI number behind it, then it's a seamless transfer. It's not a problem at all.
And of course, it's amazing to me. I remember back, I graduated high school in 96. That was like the first year Staunton High School came up with college classes that, you know, and mm-hmm. and it amazes me that if you have a junior or a senior in the, on the high school level, they could practically, if they play their cards right and work hard, actually enter college as a sophomore with all the credits that they can gain through normal high school activity. So, I mean, it's amazing. And the game has changed. Upcoming events, you mentioned earlier about finals weeks, and of course, you know, with finals, you need a cookout and a massage. So
me
that's
too.
being offered.
Yeah, that's compliments of our student life funding that we're going to be able to offer a cookout and massages. So you won't have to worry about cooking during finals week, and you can also have a massage to kind of relieve some of the stress.
Saturday, May 11th, Pop Art Your Pet.
Yes, this is we're co-sponsoring this with Paws, and what it is you can actually email a picture of your beloved pet to an artist, and she will kind of sketch it out, and at this event on Saturday, you can actually paint a picture of your pet, and that way you can hang that in your house above your mantle.
There you go. And then, of course, we need to save the date, October 3rd. From 4 until 7. Man, we're already in the fall, man.
We
Come
are.
On.
We like
Come
to
plan
ahead.
The Macoupin Montgomery County Career Fair.
Yes, we are co-sponsoring this again with Blackburn College and the City of Litchfield Economic Development Office. This year, the Career Fair will be at Lincolnland Litchfield. So we're going back and forth between Montgomery and Macoupin County. And we hope to have a lot of great employers there because we know there are jobs available in Montgomery mm-hmm. County. Sometimes people just need to find out where to look for those jobs.
And of course, one thing, going over some of the events coming up at Lincolnland, it kind of reminds me and sets the tone that how active you guys are mm-hmm. with the community. You mentioned Paws Care, great organization here in the county. You're willing to help them out and make sure that they're happen. Mm-hmm. They're okay. Litchfield City Council, whenever there's a big city council meeting, 9 out of 10 times it's at the auditorium. You guys are well involved with the community, and I think that's a great thing.
Yes, we are. We are blessed to have the auditorium and also multi-purpose room and plenty of classroom space out there. So we'd love to have organizations come out, especially for fundraisers, because we know money is tight in the community. So having a fundraiser that can help a community organization and also, like Paws Care, provide a fun mm-hmm. Saturday event as well.
And of course, you mentioned the Career Fair Festival of Trees. That'll mm-hmm. be around the corner. I think
it
that's
will.
What, November, December.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of activity going on at Lincolnland. And Uncle Ralph?
I was just going to ask you, you mentioned several courses that were available a while ago, like EMT and stuff. And what is the length of, say, for instance, EMT course, if someone wanted to take this in preparation for maybe working with the ambulance and stuff, how long a course is this?
Well, it's a class that's on Tuesday and Thursday nights. It'd be 16 weeks long. So it'd start the end of August and go till the middle of December for that mm-hmm. class.
Twice a week.
And with that class, you have to do ride-along hours. And we make sure that students can get those ride-along hours in the local community. So that way they may be able to get their foot in the door at one of the local cities or even county.
And that's an agreement with, let's say, the city of Litchfield or Hillsborough or so on and so mm-hmm. forth that you have?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
That's great.
Going on those ride-alongs sometimes, depending on the situation, that could be very interesting.
It could be very interesting.
Very interesting. But again, a lot of activity ongoing at Lincolnland. And graduation, it's hard to believe. 9 days away. That's incredible.
Sneaks up quick.
And of course, the commencement's 7:30 at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. 2,500 degrees being issued. That's incredible. That's unbelievable. And we've got a few minutes here. Anything else going on with Lincoln Line that we need to mention?
I think we've covered it.
Totally. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I appreciate your time. And of course, anyone seeking more information about Lincoln Land Community College, Leslie, what's the number or website that they can go and visit and get that information?
Yeah, you can call 217-324-2090, or you can also go to www.llcc.edu/Litchfield.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests, we'd like to thank Sam Whitlow from the Wolfpack Car Club for coming in, talking with us about their upcoming car show, which will be held on June 9th at the Litchfield Public Library Park. And, of course, Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. Uncle Ralph, next week, Leslie Pollard from the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce and Zach Weigel will be in. I think they have a summer concert series that they're going to promote.
Coming up pretty quick.
And, first Friday in June, it all starts. And they're going to be here to talk about that and some projects going on with the 2000 and Beyond Committee. So, and then we've got Mickey Robinson, not one, not two.
Not twice, but three.
Three
times.
Weeks in a row. First off, it'll be for the Italian American Days. Second one is for his summer concert series. And then the third one is for Black Diamond Days. So you better be on your best behavior.
And we're getting into that time of the year when the celebrations will start. And we always kick it off with Bunnell's Italian American Days.
Oh, yeah. It'll be here before
you
know.
Go and get your tummy full of spaghetti.
Absolutely.
Free spaghetti.
Absolutely. It makes my summer go by fast because I'm the one that goes all around. So, but that's going to do it. Until next time, we'll talk to you next week. So long.